I'm going to call this executive committee meeting to order, 4:00, June 25th, 2019. Three, four, five, six, okay. Council members present, President Karen Hartley Nagel, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Durham, I'm Councilman Smiley, co-chair executive committee, and can I get a motion on the revised minutes of the April 9th, 2019 meeting?
So moved.
Second.
We have motion second, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, guys, have it.
They were revised.
Present, yes. Would you like me to read the revision? So reflects the addition of Councilwoman Durham's name to be added under the council roll call as present, per your request.
I just wanted to make sure that's the revision you were referring to.
Yeah, that's the revision.
Thank you.
Okay, also present, before we get going, we have Councilman Bell, Councilman Carter, and Councilman Sheldon, and Councilman Woods. Okay? Next on the agenda, boards and commission interviews and reappointments. We have Mr. Carl Brookenbaugh for the audit committee, and this is a new appointment. And if I've mispronounced your name, feel free to overlook it.
Good afternoon. This is Brockenbrow, sort of like Lowenbrow.
Hey, if your first name was Jack, your last had been Daniels, I'd have been fine. Okay, now that you've identified yourself, if you want to share a little bit about yourself, we have your bio, but if you want to share a little bit with council.
Well, let me start by thanking the council for this opportunity to present to you my credentials. I recently retired as a college CFO in Maryland, Boone State University. I have over 30 years of higher education experience, earned an undergraduate degree at Norfolk State University, an MBA at Penn State, and a doctorate at Wilmington University. I'm also a certified public accountant, and I just want to say I think it's my civic responsibility to serve the community since I'm retired, and you know, all I have to do now is cut grass. Yes. But again, thank you for this opportunity, and look forward to working with the council and the audit committee.
And just the grass you're cutting, it's not the new medical type where you're making any money, right?
That's a good idea.
I'm here to help. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your stepping up to volunteer for this. Is there any questions or comments from any of our Councilman Tackett?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Carl had, we had hosted a large community meeting down in Bear, and Carl had approached me and shared that he had actually found the position through our website, you know, which was, you know, encouraging to see, but there was a disconnect there somehow, some way. He wasn't getting any follow-up, you know, with it. So we said, well, we can fix that, you know. So Carl had sent me his resume, and, you know, when we saw it, we were just like, wow, this guy, we have to grab him before somebody else does. So we took care of getting the resume in, get it sent over. We coupled him over with our auditor, you know, had it all reviewed, looked at, you know, come back and all, and the credentials were just like phenomenal and amazing. And I just have to say that his talents lies much more in just cutting grass, and we'll see that very soon. So, Carl, again, thank you for approaching me, letting me know what was going on, and your willingness to serve.
Thank you for your assistance.
Okay. Any other questions? Councilman Cartier.
I really want to thank you for volunteering and stepping up in your retirement. We should be cutting grass, get involved in county government, I don't know. But no, seriously, the audit committee is a very important task. Guides our auditor, and we employ the county auditor, and it's our responsibility to have financial oversight over the government. And so it's a very critical, important task if you're involved in it. You are more than prepared to provide guidance in that regard, and we look forward to your service.
Thank you, Mr. Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So we appreciate it. or senior.
Next is the Planning Board, the Financial Advisory Board. Those are both reappointments. No one, as far as I know, expressed an interest in having them come before council with any questions.
She's a good person.
Next, we have the Open Space Land Preservation Task Force for council appointments.
And the instruction was to give names to Anthony.
That's right.
I tried to give them to George and he didn't want.
Yeah, George can't take them. Anthony was supposed to be the one taking them, so I guess at this point.
We have one.
Didn't follow directions.
Yeah, I have one and I called.
So however you want to do this.
Well.
Okay.
The motion was for the merged council districts to bring forward an appointment. That was the first step. That would be six appointments if each joint one had it. So my suggestion, well, what I think we need to do, since we're supposed to give them to Anthony, we will.
Are you saying that Anthony didn't receive any?
No, Anthony.
He received ours.
He received ours.
Okay.
He didn't receive mine.
I'm going to turn the floor over to Anthony. And he can get the information that he needs for now.
Yeah. So Anthony, the only ones I've received are from our district and council president recommendation.
Okay, so if we want to go around the table,
yeah.
And just if we have a name from the district, then we know what districts we still have to fill.
And understanding and respecting that the president has put a name forward, that will be predicated upon if there are vacancies.
Yeah.
After the process, because what the motion that was made and what was approved was that pursuant to what the districts were the way it was before, the joint districts would come up with a name. But if we don't fill it, or maybe it'll be a duplicate name. So you have Councilwoman Kilpatrick's recommendation.
So
three and nine is done. Did you give him the name?
No. I'll let you do it. Or Anthony.
So from three and nine, we're going to put in Michelle Pyle.
Okay.
Okay.
From 11 and 5, we're going to put in Maureen Zyber.
So one and seven.
One and seven, Lisa Spitali.
So two.
Two and eight, Sherry Evans Stanton.
So we need four.
Four and ten.
Ten.
I wasn't here for your last meeting. I was away. I'm going to yield to Councilman Street, or at least I have a
conversation. No. He did the opposite. Yes, there's an emotion.
Can we move this? So you weren't hearing, so he's not hearing.
Is 6 and 12 done confirmed? 6 and 12 was in conference.
Who do you need? 6 and 12?
6 and 12 and 4 and 10.
Okay. We'll come up with something.
Okay. 6 and 12.
So we can agree to disagree. So Bill and I, actually have two people who I hope we weren't able to. I do have a resume for Jim Metzger to consider, and then Bill was talking about John Valesky, who I don't know, haven't seen a resume for yet, but I'm happy to share this with Anthony or whoever else. And I apologize, I just got this from Jim. He was out of town until this weekend. And then, so we'll go from there. I don't know how we sort that out, but this is one that we could start with anyway.
Duke it out later.
And what we'll do too is very similar situation. I'm trying to get a hold of folks, but we're going to get a resume from John Valesky and young farmer. Probably has been 40s or so. They have a produce stand over in Beige District and everything. So,
not right now. We get the names, get them turned in.
Yep.
Reach out for the resumes. My thing would be, I know we're trying to expedite this.
Yep.
Does anybody remember what meetings we have next Tuesday?
It's Public Works.
Potentially land use, but there's only one item and it's iffy.
Land Use is meeting.
Public Works is meeting.
I mean, because it doesn't have to be an executive committee. So my suggestion would be, we put the finalization of this project, because either one of those to me will fit in, that we put the finalization of this on one of next Tuesday's committees.
And we're not voting on them. I mean, each joint district gets to name one, right?
Yeah, but if they can't resolve.
Oh, then we'll vote.
If we're put in that position. But we will officially adopt the names, give a resume we have, so everyone has them, yes.
We only have one presentation for Public Works that we were, if land use was canceled, we were going to cancel that.
Because it is July 2nd, a lot of people are probably away.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I was.
I'm going to make a motion. Follow me on. I'm going to make a motion that those districts that have one name only submitted for this task force, by the close of business next Tuesday, provided there's no meeting, let's just say, by the close of business next Tuesday, those names will be submitted for the task force. That's a motion, is there a?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting? So at least for you two to resolve your issue, and you to see if you and Councilman Street, and if Councilman Street and Councilman Hollins don't come up with one, then there's a vacancy.
And the meeting is the 17th. July 17th is the first meeting.
Council President and Councilman Woods.
Yet this issue was very important to me for the last 3 years, and I did ask land use to get back to me, because not only did I want to be on the task force, but also have someone, you know, be able to put a name in. And I really feel that for myself, if we're not all allowed to be included, for there's some of us here that it's very important to, those people are not on the task force, it really feels to me like it's rigged. I mean, the executive side has more votes, and I don't want to see that a couple people that we want on there to have a bigger a voice are kept off.
Well, let's be clear. We voted on this and you were here. We voted on this in committee. You were here for that vote.
No.
I assume. No. If you weren't, then not my fault, you weren't here. We voted on it. And the process that is being used is the process that's actually in council rules for appointments to boards and commissions, some of which have changed to where it is a whoever can get someone, which we do when we used to do when it's there. But we followed a process that this council had for years. That was the process that we followed, and that was when council expanded that the split council members would choose together one to come forward, because that represented the other district. It was either that or expand and double the size of the boards and commissions, and no one was looking for that. So I can tell you that we followed something that was on the books that council had operated under before, and it was voted in public session by this committee to go by this process.
I can only say that I'd like to see those rules, and that I did address.
You should have them in your office.
That I would have liked to have input into how this process was done, which I had asked. And also that this is probably the land use is one of the biggest issues we're going to be facing. What is happening with the land that is left? What is happening with those areas in the what's called the levels that is the best soil in Newcastle County and is a gem for us and unique not only in the country but possibly in the world? That we need to be addressing that so not all of it is built over. It is important that we not only do good development, but we also have some open space.
I'm going to call this. You can talk about that, but it's going to be in a land use committee meeting. That's out of line for what's on this agenda. What's on this agenda, which was specifically also voted to do this way at the last meeting. This is strictly for the appointments.
But we've had more than one. I mean, Rich sent out a proposed agenda for the task force. he said, if you have comments, let me know what you think of this. He got one comment. We scheduled it, we had a discussion on it in the last meeting, and we voted on it. We don't really, on a task force, has to have any council appointments. They are run through the Department of Land Use, through the Department of Public Works. We don't,
well,
they can put on whoever they want. So this is just one of those where
the offer was extended.
It was extended to us.
This council accepted it. This council adopted a process.
And every, it's a, they're public meetings.
And that's what we're filling with.
So everybody can go and everybody can have input, but we need to get this started and we keep putting things off.
Just, we have what we need on
the
books. Councilman Carter.
Yeah. We did have an opportunity to comment. I sent pages of comments to the Department of Land Use, none of which, as best I can tell, were adhered to. So I don't, you know, I understand this is the process we're using, and I'm going to make the best of it and hope it works out.
Okay.
I have high expectations.
And we get to vote in the end.
So just to be clear on the record, Councilman Bell, Councilman Carter, you're going to work together to try to bring one forward. Councilman Hollins, we'll get with Councilman Street, see what they have by the end of next Tuesday. And you already have the council president's proposed person. So the bottom line is, if by close of business next Tuesday, there is a vacancy, your proposed appointment will be inserted. Fair enough?
Well, I'm just getting this information, so I have exactly 1 week to do it. So I can't. I'm going to do my best to get a person here, but I wasn't in town last Tuesday, so I'm finding out for the first time.
But we can add as they come.
But
if he doesn't get his by next Tuesday, we can.
So it's just from last Tuesday to today.
We all need to take it to 7.
No.
But since they're trying to meet,
if he doesn't get it, she's going to fill. Okay.
And if someone decides they don't want to do it.
If I have someone interested, I don't want to not give the person an opportunity. So I'll do my best to get it by Tuesday.
Okay, because we all had a week to do this from last Tuesday to this Tuesday.
I get the impression some people had people in mind before this even came about, which I didn't.
And
some of us didn't have a day here up front because we weren't sure how it was going
to
play
so
out.
So you put it to the next district.
There's a set list of names that Land Use and Public Works put forward, and then six spots that we appoint.
Six council appointments.
There's a group, and then this six people will be
adds
in addition
on to
that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how many people do we? I'm sorry, but
go ahead.
How many people do we expect to have on this committee?
19.
Jesus Christ.
Look at him all down. He's talking about every
wow.
But the bylaws will require two present for a quorum.
It's almost as many as they have in the state of New York.
Well, if it works out, we might want to look at expanding council.
We are coming up on
the resumes, but you're not looking for resumes.
I'm not looking for resumes.
I've
got some plans.
Excuse me. Anybody that does come up with a resume and they want to submit it, they can submit it to Anthony and Andy, submit it to council. But bottom line is, as long as there's one per district, that is the appointee. That's what was just voted and approved. So with that, we're going to move on to the next. Next on the agenda is an executive session to include a strategy session regarding matters related to potential litigation and may include discussion of certain non-public documents. Other than council, the council to council and the clerk of council will remain in the room. Everyone else, thank you very much.
Anthony.
Okay, council has come out of executive session during which we conducted a strategy session regarding matters related to potential litigation and had comments made to council. No votes were taken. Is there anything under other? Any
can
public?
Can I just ask? I know what you said earlier and before.
Not about what we just.
I know. I'm just wondering what if you could maybe reiterate your thoughts on what we're going to do moving forward.
Moving forward, our look is to have an executive session with council members only at the next executive committee meeting in 2 weeks to discuss what there may be. That gives 2 weeks to see what comes out, what people want to look at, whatever. But that's the path forward right now.
Would there be some interest in having some discussion now by everyone?
No.
Yes.
I'm not.
I don't understand why. I don't think they would like us to wait 2 weeks.
So we're going to delay again?
That's what I'm asking.
Kilpatrick.
I think that we do schedule executive sessions on the off weeks also, so
well,
if you want to push it to a week.
Both meetings might be canceled next week, though.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't have an executive session.
We could keep the other one.
That's up to the co-chairs.
I'm just saying that we might.
Right, but this is a separate committee. They understand what the process is. We had a discussion prior to this, so they understand that there's going to be some sort of time lag here.
Understand.
But there isn't.
Understand, we are not in an executive session now. That's one of the reasons I do not want to discuss this now, and commitments were made to certain individuals that this would be an executive session issue. Specific now, at least for me. I see your hand. Can you wait a moment, please? At least for me, and I would hope for other council members, we've heard comments. I don't think anyone in here is more outraged than me than what I just heard. But I want time to absorb it, to look for some of the information that they've asked us to look for as far as rules and procedures, and do a path forward in an executive session, which that was the commitment that was made to these individuals to provide somewhat of a comfort level to come before this council. So that's where I am with it.
Yeah, I just want to say that you might have made some commitments, but all of council didn't vote on a commitment. And I think we need to do it as soon as possible, this week if possible. I don't think that we should be delaying, you know, and wait for it to come out. You know, we should be taking the lead here.
I think that's what they're asking.
And say, this is serious, we're taking the lead.
We're not in executive session now. Be very careful.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
We just need some legal advice.
We voted to come out of executive session.
We need legal advice.
We need legal advice.
We did what we did because we are outside of the realm of our jurisdiction. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
There needs to be some time to have some legal advice sought as to what can be done. We can sit here for the next hour and talk about what we would like to do, but until legally you understand what you can do, it's not, we're just rehashing what they've said. And I have rehashed this every day with them for a week now. So everybody understands the process, everybody's comfortable with the process. They passed on their information, and we need to know what legally we can move forward with.
Our council has heard it for the first time, as we have.
Right.
And he needs time to research, understanding what we would like to do and what we can legally do. I'm sure at least for me are far different. So, again, is there anything under other? Councilman Carter.
I'm sorry. I was just going to add one. I agree. I need 2 weeks to look at some legal things. I'm happy one-on-one we can talk. I'm happy to sit down and talk with you. Having been through some of these very serious personnel issues in my state career overseeing people, I need those 2 weeks at least. We've got a lot of work to do. To me, whatever we do, it's time to make sure that we get it right.
Exactly. Right. Well,
it's time to make sure that we get it right, and that's going to take a little bit of work here, and let's get it right.
I also, obviously we each have to do some of our own little research here, but I think that we have to be very clear that our council really needs to advise us on where and how we are going to talk about this from walking out of this room from this period. So, you know, I want to be very clear that, you know, this isn't out yet, out, and I don't want to be in that limelight. I want to, you know, we all know we're going to be here, so.
Reminder, everything we heard was in executive session. And those of you that have come to council over the last few years have not been through what many of us have and that before we could get to our office.
Yeah.
What was in executive session would be out on the air already.
It was breaking news.
I would really hope, out of respect for the individuals that are going to us, that would not happen here. So.
Principal, can I comment on that?
Yeah.
The comments that were made pertaining to that are right on point. So it should stay within this group. You can open yourself up to personal liability. So for no other reason, I think just the subject matter we dealt with should be stayed within the group.
And absolutely no email communication on this topic.
It's an executive session for the members of council?
Yeah.
But we don't control who else?
No.
This group may be talking.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So,
no,
right.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
So it could be over the universe, but not necessarily from
us. Yeah, from us, right. But,
right.
But when we've had what I'm saying is in the past, you
right.
know,
we've had
only council members in the room.
Right.
And apparently somebody sat there and communicated with the press while we were in the meeting. So, okay. Nothing under other? Any public comment? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting? Thank you very much.
Aye.